This year marks the 20th anniversary of Washington's ban on corporal punishment in public schools. You didn't know that? Neither did former teacher Robin Henderson.
I thought that corporal punishment was done away in the 70s. I'm surprised to hear that it was so late.
Some kids were getting whacked by paddles in public schools into the early 90s. KUW's Sarah Waller reports.
Jim Fugit has been on both sides of the wooden paddle. As a student in Bremerton, he had a basketball coach, a coach he loved, who wore a paddle around his belt. And if you weren't fast enough on the court, he'd use it.
Well, it only took one whack on a sweaty rear end to know there will never be a guy that will beat you to the baseline. That was a motivator, and it worked.
When Fugit became an elementary school principal in the late 50s, he had a paddle of his own. It hung in his office in Ellensburg. He still has it. It's in his garage, surrounded by awards and plaques that commemorate a long career in Washington's public schools.
There's your educator. See that paddle? That had a few backsides of a few boys along the way.
It's a wooden board with "The Educator" stenciled across it in white paint. Fugit says he only used it as a last resort.
Parents told me at times that should have been the first thing you did. Maybe you could have saved us both a lot of trouble. But, of course, it's who likes to paddle a kid.
Fugit reserved the educator for serious misconduct, like the boy who brought a shotgun to school, or a sixth-grade girl who brought a bottle of gin from home and was caught sharing it with other elementary school students on the playground. Fugit called her mom. She said she was at a social function and too busy to come by the school.
I told her, either you get up here right now, or I'm going to be down there with your daughter in 10 minutes. Well, she came hustling. And so we talked about it, and I said, you know, what's it going to take? I'm out of other approaches. And so she said, well, maybe you're giving her a good spanking.
So Fugit brought out the paddle. He took her to the boiler room. It was the first time he had ever paddled a girl.
I never had a boy that didn't cry. But her, she never shed a tear.
She had been hit at home, too. Her mom said it wasn't helping, which made Fugit wonder whether the paddling at school had done any good. But when he thinks about whether other paddling sessions were effective...
Yeah, I would say they were. They weren't ineffective. I think that's a better way to put it. I never did paddle a kid twice.
Fugit hung up his paddle after becoming superintendent of the Auburn School District. But he says at the time, he was fine with principals in the district paddling students so long as families approved. That was the 70s. Robin Henderson remembers that time. He says corporal punishment was a daily ritual at Lakes Elementary in Thurston County, where he went to school.
The school day started with the hacking, as we called it. The swats that they administered really were very loud. The teachers all were instructed to leave their doors open so that we would hear. It's a very clear memory of my childhood, that sound. It was like the crack of a bat in a baseball game. And then after that last swat, the teachers would reach and close the door and the school day would begin.
One day, Henderson's name was on the hacking list. He doesn't remember what he did to get in trouble, but he remembers what happened next.
There were other boys lined up there, and I was the first. And they told me to bend all the way over and touch my toes. The teacher had a sort of a little wind-up thing he did, and he whacked me. It was amazingly painful. It was one of the most painful things that I'd ever felt at that time. In fact, I actually screamed, which was humiliating.
And just plain ineffective, says child psychotherapist Robin Peters Bennett.
When a teacher hits a child in school, several things happen. That child has a huge neurological stress response in the brain. Their prefrontal cortex shuts down. They're no longer thinking, problem-solving, seeing cause and effect, experiencing empathy. Their lizard brain, or the lower brain, is now activated.
It certainly didn't make me any better, and I think it probably made me worse.
The child might get vacant. They might dissociate slightly. So you have basically made it so the child is less capable of self-regulation, of managing themselves and staying in their seat and following rules.
It's definitely a moment where my respect for authority dropped.
Which is just one reason why Henderson never paddled a student when he became a teacher in the 80s. It was a time when many schools in Washington were in the process of doing away with corporal punishment. But certainly not all of them. paddling was still legal in Washington in the 80s, and it was still happening. That's when a state legislator from Shoreline named Grace Cole took up the cause. She started pushing for a bill that would outlaw corporal punishment in public schools in Washington. But year after year, the bill got killed in the Senate.
The Senate, on the whole, at that time, is an older generation. They had been spanked, so they didn't see anything wrong with it.
That's Ken Jacobson. He represented North Seattle in the House and spent nearly a decade carpooling with Cole to Olympia. They talked about everything, including her corporal punishment ban that kept failing.
It was always amazed me, you know, she was never in despair about it. She'd just come back the next year, start over again, climb the mountain again.
He says Cole was persistent. She said she knew corporal punishment was wrong, even if Olympia didn't agree with her yet.
As far as she's concerned, all of us were a bunch of boys. Like a lot of moms, she'd learned how to handle boys, and she was eventually going to get them all straightened out.
For nearly a decade, Cole reintroduced the bill. And in 1993, she finally got the votes she needed.
That was the day everybody came over and shook her hand. So I would think that was the one thing she was proudest of. She'd worked so hard for that bill. It was a combination of what she stood for and her persistence, utter persistence.
Grace Cole died in 2001. Her bill made Washington the 23rd state to ban corporal punishment in public schools. Today, 19 states still allow it. And in Washington, corporal punishment is still unregulated in private schools. Retired Superintendent Jim Fugit says corporal punishment had its time and place. But he doesn't want to see it brought back. He says it's not needed. And the educator paddle he once used? It's now just an artifact hanging next to all those other mementos representing nearly 40 years of school history in what he calls his garage museum. I'm Sarah Waller, KUOW News.